Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjeet Kaur with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump rejects Iran's proposal to end ongoing conflict, says Iran is seeking concessions they cannot accept. Bilateral merchandise ties between India and UAE crosses $100 billion, says Union Minister Piyush Goyal. In badminton, Indian men's team to take on France in semi-finals of Thomas Cup in Denmark. And in tennis, Mira Andreeva to face Marta Kostyuk in women's singles final at Madrid Open today. And now the news in detail. US President Donald Trump has rejected Iran's latest proposal to end the ongoing conflict, casting doubt on prospects for a negotiated settlement and warning of the risk of further escalation. Iran submitted its revised offer through mediators, with state media confirming the handover. Trump acknowledged that Tehran had made strides in negotiations, but said he remains dissatisfied with the terms on the table, stating that Iran is seeking concessions he cannot accept. He also described Iran's leadership as very disjointed, signaling continued mistrust between the two sides.
You cannot give Iran a nuclear weapon, because they would use it on a place called Israel very quickly, and they would use it in the Middle East, and they'd use it in Europe, and I guess we'd be next, and it's not going to happen. We've taken their air force, it's non-existent, it's gone. Their navy, they had the strongest navy by far in the Middle East, many times over. They have 159 ships. Every single ship is at the bottom of the sea right now. It's the only country in the world. Nobody wants to be a leader.
The Trump administration is preparing to withdraw 5,000 American troops from Germany, signaling rising tensions between Washington and key European allies over support for U.S. military operations involving Iran, according to CBC News. Senior defense officials said the Pentagon is planning a partial drawdown amid President Donald Trump's dissatisfaction with NATO allies, particularly Germany, over their involvement in the ongoing conflict with Iran. The United States maintains about 36,000 active duty personnel in Germany, along with key installations including U.S. European Command, U.S. Africa Command, and Ramstein Air Base, a major logistics hub. The U.S. blockade in the Gulf of Oman and maritime routes has been costing Iran nearly $4.8 billion in oil revenue, according to a report by Axios citing Pentagon. Highlighting the report, Sean Parnell, assistant to the Secretary of War for Public Affairs, said the U.S. operation is intended to maintain sustained economic pressure on Tehran. The enforcement actions targeting sanctioned Iranian shipping have reduced Iran's energy exports amid heightened tensions near the Strait of Hormuz, a key global oil choke point. U.S. officials said the operation aims to continue economic pressure on Iran and disrupt funding for its regional activities. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, has announced to impose new rules over waters along its southern coastline, aiming to strengthen control of key routes in the Arabian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. IRGC Navy Command also said the force would exert control over nearly 2,000 kilometers of Iran's coastline. According to Iranian media, the move follows the statement which came a day after by Supreme Leader Mujtaba Khamenei, who warned foreigners with ominous plots targeting the Persian Gulf had no place in the region except at the bottom of its waters. Iranian Supreme Leader also referred to U.S. military bases in the West Asia region as a paper tiger, questioning their ability to ensure even their own security amid the escalation of tensions between Washington and Tehran. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, has said India expanded its crude oil sourcing base to 41 countries from 27 earlier as part of efforts to strengthen energy security during the global energy crisis. While speaking at the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in South Gujarat, he said long-term planning played a key role in managing the crisis. On boosting domestic production, the minister said orders were issued to maximize LPG yield at refineries and the domestic production has been increased by 60%.
We diversified our sources. Crude sourcing has now expanded from 27 countries to 41. We started procuring LPG, that is cylinder gas, from US and Norway, Algeria, apart from the Middle East. India has moved with great speed. Orders were issued to maximize LPG yield at refineries, and we increased our domestic production by 60%. We are incentivizing the movement to natural gas. Operation Urja Suraksha was a coordinated response across companies, ministries, state governments and international suppliers. Maximum vessels of India carrying LPG came out of the Hormuz.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the India-UAE Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, which came into force 4 years ago, has created a transformational opportunity for Indian farmers, MSMEs and other businesses. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal noted that bilateral merchandise ties between India and UAE have grown strongly, crossing $100 billion, with services trade also rising steadily and opening new markets and greater value. The minister also highlighted that expansion across key sectors like gems and jewellery, engineering goods, electronics and agriculture is delivering tangible gains. He underlined that the foreign direct investment inflows from the UAE and India's overseas investments further reflect the deepening economic linkages of the two nations. Moving on to the world of sports, we have a report.
In badminton, Indian men's team will face France in semi-finals of the Thomas Cup 2026 at Horsens in Denmark today. India advanced to the semi-finals of the tournament after dominant 3-0 win over Chinese Taipei in the quarter-finals. Lakshya Sen gave India the perfect start, saving two match points to beat world number 6 Chotin Chen 18-21, 22-20, 21-17 in a thrilling opener. The doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty then extended the lead with a hard-fought 23-21, 19-21, 21-12 win over Chu Xiangxi and Wang Jilin. India sealed the tie when Ayush Shetty held his nerve to beat Lin Chunyi, confirming a comprehensive team victory. The Indian women's team, led by PV Sindhu, failed to make it past the group stage as they were eliminated by China in the Uber Cup 2026. In tennis, in the women's singles final, Mira Andreeva will face Ukraine's Marta Kostyuk at the Madrid Open today. The ninth seed Mira Andreeva defeated US's Hailey Baptiste in the semi-finals on last Thursday, sealing her spot with a 6-4-7-6 victory in the Spanish capital, whereas Marta Kostyuk defeated Anastasia Potapova by 6-2-1-6-6-1 victory, sending herself into her first WTA 1000 final in Madrid. While in men's singles, top-ranked Jannik Sinner extended his winning streak to 22 matches by beating Arthur Phil 6-2-6-4 to reach the final of the tournament yesterday. In football, India will mark their first appearance at the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup since 2005, ending a 21-year wait at this level as the Under-17 national team kick off their campaign against Australia in China today. The match is scheduled to start at 5 p.m. Indian Standard Time. It is another landmark moment for Indian women's football. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals by 7 wickets at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Batting first, Rajasthan Royals posted 225 for 6 in 20 overs, with skipper Riyan Parag scoring 90. In reply, Delhi Capitals overhauled the target for the loss of 3 wickets in 19.1 overs, riding on KL Rahul's 75 of 40 balls. He was named player of the match. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Mumbai Indians at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. Shagun Chopra for World News.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump rejects Iran's proposal to end ongoing conflict, says Iran is seeking concessions they cannot accept. Bilateral merchandise ties between India and UAE crosses $100 billion, says Union Minister Piyush Goyal. In badminton, Indian men's team to take on France in semi-finals of Thomas Cup in Denmark. And in tennis, Mira Andreeva to face Marta Kostyuk in women's singles final at Madrid Open today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.